welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2063, recorded on Wednesday, the 29th of May 2019, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm James McGarry and I'm joined by Jane Evans.
Thank you, James. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox news. Along with the week's news, we have two features, one on a book called Thorpe Hamlet and the First World War, and the other about a Norfolk veteran making a return to Normandy. We have online comment about the demise of Norfolk pubs, and we have Information Desk. We begin with news stories which include a long jail term for a man found guilty of a knife attack, and the Pope's personal representative visited Norwich. But first, a Viking voyage to bring a boatload of beer from France to Norwich has finally arrived, despite three vessels breaking down in 4 days.
A Viking voyage to bring boatload of beer from France to Norwich has finally arrived, despite three vessels breaking down in 4 days. Brewers from North Mayen Brewery in Rouen attempted to sail across the English Channel on Sunday carrying a shipment of beer for the 2019 City of Ale Festival. The voyage was supposed to replicate the journey of the 11th century stone which was transported from Normandy for the construction of Norwich's cathedral and castle. But on Monday afternoon, the group, who were dressed as Vikings, suffered engine failure and had to be towed to Harwich rather than Great Yarmouth as planned. Despite the hiccup, they managed to have the beer transported in a van to Coldham Hall in Surlingham, where it was due to be picked up by boat and taken to Norwich.
Thousands of men with prostate cancer will be able to avoid the damaging side effects of surgery thanks to a new research scanner that will be installed in Norwich. Thanks to fundraising by the Norfolk Freemasons, a state-of-the-art scanner which can differentiate between the majority of harmless prostate cancers, known as pussycat cancers, and the 10% which are aggressive, known as tiger cancers. The Freemasons raised not only the £144,000 needed for the scanner, which will be in a new screening laboratory at the University of East Anglia, but also another £146,000 for prostate cancer research. Up until now, there's been no way for doctors to tell the difference between the two types of cancer, which led to tens of thousands of men having unnecessary operations, with potential serious side effects including incontinence and impotence. Each operation cost the NHS £7,500 to perform, so there are also significant savings to be made from performing less unnecessary surgery. The clinical research team behind the test, which is enabled by the scanner, is led by Professor Colin Cooper, who is developing the new test after a laboratory breakthrough made using artificial intelligence. He's hoping to raise £2 million to continue his vital research into this condition over the next 3 years to create the new clinical test.
A judge has warned a man convicted of a Norwich stabbing that the courts are totally and utterly fed up of people taking knives out in public and using them. Norwich Crown Court has heard how Aaron Goffin was stabbed in the arm and his friend Yamana Partridge narrowly avoided being slashed across the face following an argument on Castle Meadow after Munsey Varnador allegedly barged into Mr. Partridge. Varnador, 20, had gone on trial having denied wounding Mr. Goffin with intent to cause GBH and attempting to wound Miss Partridge with intent and possession of a knife on July the 30th, 2017. But the defendant now faces a lengthy custodial sentence after a jury took less than 3 hours to find him guilty of wounding with intent. The jury of 7 men and 5 women also convicted Varnador of attempted wounding with intent and having an offensive weapon. Judge Maureen Bacon told Varnador to expect a lengthy term of custody for his serious offence.
The seasonal job industry across East Anglia is kicking into gear as recruiters across the region scour for talent to support the £3.25 billion tourism economy. And with the number of jobs in the sector rising, according to latest industry figures, the need for seasonal workers shows no sign of slowing. The workforce is critical to the region's economy, according to the independent freelance recruiter Paul Hunt, but finding the manpower is increasingly challenging. Mr. Hunt is the owner of Recruit 500 in King's Lynn and has placed hundreds of seasonal workers, particularly in coastal communities. Seasonal work is absolutely critical to the East because of the tourism industry. What we're increasingly seeing now is tourism businesses changing their business models to keep workers all year round because it's so hard to get seasonal staff, he said. Mr. Hunt said this was due to low unemployment and increasing apprenticeship opportunities, which takes younger people out of the seasonal work pool.
The Queen has appointed Lady Philippa Davitt as the first woman to become the Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk. Lady Davitt, who will succeed Sir Richard Jewson when he retires on August the 5th. Lady Davitt said, "I am deeply honoured and humbled to be appointed Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk in succession to Sir Richard Jewson, who has done so much for this county over the 15 years of his tenure." Lady Davitt said she was looking forward to using the appointment to promote mental health fitness. "I look forward to developing the work of the lieutenancy, in particular encouraging volunteering within the county and also promoting mental health fitness, especially amongst young people and those working in our farming communities," she said.
The Pope's personal representative in Great Britain has completed a four-day tour of East Anglia after being invited to the county by the Bishop of East Anglia, the Right Reverend Alan Hopes. The Papal Nuncio, His Excellency Archbishop Edward Joseph Adams, started his tour of the region with a visit to Norwich, where he attended the Jewish synagogue in Earlham Road, followed by a Mass at St John the Baptist Cathedral, before meeting parishioners for a cup of coffee. He then went on to visit Norwich Cathedral, where he was shown around by the Dean of Norwich, the Very Reverend Jane Hedges. On the second day of his tour, Archbishop Adams headed to St John Fisher Catholic High School in Peterborough, where he met local faith leaders, whom he told, "Pope Francis is very much interested in what you do and in this type of interfaith dialogue." Then, returning to Norfolk on Tuesday, the Archbishop visited Walsingham, where he celebrated Mass in the Slipper Chapel, becoming the first papal nuncio to do so for 20 years. From Walsingham, the Archbishop then headed east to Sheringham, where he performed a blessing on a house which has been recently bought by the St Vincent de Paul Society, with the aim of providing shelter for up to 10 homeless people. He visited the Carmelite Monastery in Quidnam, where the Archbishop joined the sisters for Vespers. The ambassador to the Pope completed his tour of East Anglia in Cambridge, where, while visiting the St Philip Howard Church in the city, he met members of the local Catholic, Syro-Malabar and Filipino communities.
With temperatures reaching 20 degrees centigrade, it well and truly felt like festival season in Norwich as revellers kicked off the May half term with a weekend of music. Crowds of people made the most of the afternoon sun on Saturday and sweltered in fancy dress for the Let's Rock Norwich concert. Some 12,000 people gathered at Earlham Park on Saturday for the Retro Festival, singing along with the chart-topping 1980s acts, with headliner Billy Ocean hitting the stage. Other performers included Thomas Dolby, Cutting Crew, Limahl, Kim Appleby, Nick Kershaw, Go West and Midgeur. Scores of people got into the festival spirit by dressing up for the occasion, with Star Wars characters and bright pink flamingos appearing in the crowd. The family-friendly events also included plenty of activities for youngsters, as Kids Kingdom, which was an interactive circus, face painting and inflatable centre. And although the sunshine did not last, temperatures stayed warm yesterday as fans braved the rain at Earlham Park, with gates opening for Sunday sessions at 1 p.m. The event ended the two-day musical extravaganza on a high, with performances from Razorlight, The Coral, October Drift, Neon Waltz and Norwich four-piece punk rock band Ducking Punches. There was plenty for all the family to enjoy, including circus workshops with Big Top Mania Circus, face painting crafts, and a fun fair and children's entertainers. Crowds of people dressed in plastic ponchos braved the heavy downpours earlier in the day, but the rain cleared away by the evening, just in time for the highly anticipated headline act. Noel Gallagher stole the night with his first material in 2 years with his band High Flying Birds, which was formed by the former Oasis star in 2010.
And now to the online comment about the pub scene. Are cafes taking over?